This morning's text comes from the book of Revelation. I've gotten a few comments leading up to Christmas where people said, oh, I'm going to do Revelation, huh? I said, well, we'll thank Amy for that. She planned that. That is, she's sitting over there and I'm standing up here. Yeah. And I think Revelation really gets a bad rap in today's Christianity. And part of that is there are so many different interpretations that people try to lay on top of Revelation to make their own point. It's a favorite for Howard Stern's a shock jock. They're shock preachers who love to kind of capitalize on what can I say that's shocking and makes people go back on their heels. We're not going to do any of that today. Okay, what I'm going to hope to do is to put a little bit of context around today's text. We've been in a series on the songs of salvation that we find in Scripture when we approach Advent and Christmas. And the final song is the song of the redeemed. The song that when John had his vision and recorded it in Revelation was this vision of the throne of God in heaven. And there was a song by the throngs around God's throne that John saw and heard. That's what we're going to talk about today. And it comes in the midst of a book that in many ways is confusing and chaotic. We'll look at chapter 7, but in chapter 6, the horsemen of the apocalypse have just made an appearance. And I think John gives us a bit of a respite in chapter 7. A bit of a time to catch our breath, to focus on what's really important, which in this book, theologian N.T. Wright says is the truest description of our hope as followers of Jesus. And I believe prepares us for the next year, the year to come. And we probably need a little respite, don't we? 2023, not probably our finest year in so many circles. 2024, I'm afraid it's probably not going to be a whole lot better. What a perfect time for a respite. For us to take a minute and let Christmas sit and let New Year's resolutions wait for a day and put in context who we are as God's people. Would you join me as we pray before we turn to Scripture? Father, we're grateful for your word. We're grateful for this season of Advent and Epiphany and Christmas, where we remember your goodness and love for us. Father, in these next few moments, allow us to look at a glimpse of hope. Allow us to focus on who you have called us to be and how you would call us to live in the coming year. And we give you thanks for the song of the redeemed and the song of your salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Revelation 7, beginning at verse 9, John writes, "After this I looked, and there were before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in a loud voice, 'Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb.' All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, 'Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen.' Then one of the elders asked me, "These in white robes, who are they and where did they come from?" I answered, "Sir, you know." And he said, "These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. Never again will they hunger, never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat down on them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In the midst of horsemen and vision that we have trouble grasping and making sense of today, John says, "And then, before the throne." Before the throne was a multitude of people who had been redeemed by the Lamb, our Lamb, that baby in the manger who was God. And as they gathered around that throne, they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." Praise to God. Praise to the Lamb who would take away the sins of the world. A picture of how we're called to live. We're called to live each breath as a praise to God, to the one who has chosen us, who has given us his salvation, and longs to see us live before our world in a very different way. Very often we as Christians talk about when we get to heaven, right? We think like that sometimes too. When we get to heaven, when I get to heaven, I'm glad, I'm just glad I'm okay. Too bad for those people who aren't. The problem with that thinking is, well, it's not really biblical, one. Two, it's shortchanged, that's right, two. It's shortchanged what we're called to be as Jesus' people in this world. You see, when salvation finds us in the person of Jesus, heaven breaks through. Heaven breaks through. And Jesus begins, through the power of the Holy Spirit, that process of changing us. Of changing us from what we were into what he caused us to be by Jesus' sacrifice. And we experience what heaven will be like bit by bit, day by day, as we submit our lives to the transforming power of God's Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ. That is why we have a song of salvation as redeemed people. Praise the one. Praise the one who has redeemed us. We're creatures of habit, aren't we? I know I am. I'm so much a creature of habit that I get in my car and turn the car on, and there's this thing that pops up on the screen in my car, and it says, "It's going to take you 16 minutes to get to work." Why? Because that's what I do. I get out of the car. I walk in building B, and my routine is the same. Most of us are like that. What would our routines look like if we started our days mirroring those throngs before the throne of heaven? Mirroring their song. Praise to the God of our salvation and to the Lamb that's on the throne. My car reminds me, go to work. What would it be like if our song, the first thing in the morning, was the song of the redeemed that reminded us every day of, this is who you belong to. And this is who you're called to be. Would our reactions when things don't go as they're planned maybe be different if our routine was to remember every morning anew that we are redeemed, that our God has visited us with salvation? That we are to be His people in His world, so that one day we might be amongst that throne, singing our praise, looking full on in the face of Jesus. But think of what we sacrifice when heaven is just this far-off notion of what's going to happen to us when we die, instead of what can happen to us right here, right now, in this life, as God is doing His good work in us, molding us into the image of Jesus. Think of the hope. Think of the light. Think of the interactions you have and how each one could be changed if your habit becomes every day, praise be to the God of our salvation and the Lamb who sits on the throne. It's the song of the redeemed. It's what we're called to do and to be. I see every day people in this community of faith live that out fully. Oftentimes not for attention, not so others might even notice, but I see it in how you care. How you care for the people who are on the margins of life in our world. I see it and I hear it as you mention that you're praying for our pastor nominating committee as they do their work. I've seen it in these past few months as you've cared for Amy. The staff feels it when you genuinely ask, how are you doing? Can I help you? What would life look like in Winston-Salem if this community of faith made our habit of every morning beginning by saying, praise be to the God of our salvation and the Lamb who sits on the throne, and reminding ourselves that we step out of the house to go to work, to go to school, to go to the grocery store or the drugstore, to go to construction sites or courtrooms or operating rooms or offices as God's people, God's redeemed people who go with the hope and the light of the world as their guide and are entrusted to reflect that light and that hope with every interaction they have. It might mean that after you've stood a whole lot longer than you think you should have in Publix or Lowe's to pay for your groceries, you're still kind to the cashier. It might mean that you're a little slower with the horn at that stoplight when the light changes. It might mean that the homeless person that you encounter on the sidewalk, instead of fixing your gaze forward and walking, you simply say, "Good morning." It might mean that your coworker who has dealt with a death of a family member or a crumbling relationship finds some grace and some kindness and a word of hope in their loneliness and in their grief. That's what we're called to be. And as we look forward to 2024, I'm just willing to bet the world's going to need a lot of hope, a lot of light, and a whole lot of grace and kindness. And I believe in this respite, right now, God's asking us, will you be my people? Who will one day worship before the throne of grace and shout praise? Will you do that with your life this year in this place as you serve the one who redeemed us? Let's go to our world with the message of God's goodness and God's grace and God's salvation. In that baby in the manger who was God. Father, we are grateful. We're grateful that we can cry with a loud voice, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. May our lives and every breath we take shout praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength to you with every breath we take in this life and for all of eternity. May we not forfeit the glory of heaven here on earth as you continue to do your good work in us, bit by bit, day by day, minute by minute, breath by breath, molding us into the image of Jesus, who one day we will see full on. Father, create in us this new habit. For we ask it in the name of the one who redeemed us. Amen.